We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You want to smile? Sure you do. I do. I do. Trump jumped the shark. Look it up, what that means, and let me know. He's done. Cooked. Fried. Let me make you smile. When somebody is part of a team that saves your life, you end up loving that person. And Christy Santor is one of those people. Hi, Christy. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Marty. Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Well,
great.
You know, it's amazing. She just got this really amazing award. My wife actually told me about this. She was named one of Cure Magazine Extraordinary Healers. And I tell you, you live this, and I'm a dummy, but I noticed this when I would come to Hillman every day and Shadyside every day, and I would see folks come in alone and how much of a struggle. And I used to say to Christine, and I know we had this talk, that when I go home, I've got my wife. She helps me. She makes shakes for me. She cooks for me. She makes sure that I'm okay. But it isn't that way for everybody, is it, Christy?
No, sadly.
And so you came up with this extraordinary program. Please tell us what it's about.
So I had an interaction with a caregiver in the treatment room one day, and she was caught me outside the room, and she was telling me how stressed she was feeling and that she needed some support. And she was looking for support groups, but there weren't a lot of support groups for caregivers out there. Mostly everything that's out there is for the patient.
That's right.
And there's been a lot of research that shows that caregivers are silent patients. They sit there while the medical team is asking their loved one how they're feeling and what their problems are having. And no one asks the caregivers how they're doing. The caregivers a lot of times forego their own health. Like, they don't do their own routine checks, and all because they're concentrating so much on taking care of their loved one. So I reached out to the director of our Wellness and Integrative Oncology Center at Hillman, Dr. Lainey Francis, because her department at Hillman provides lots of wellness services to the patients.
Right.
So I thought that would be a good person to reach out to maybe help me to provide some services to caregivers. So Dr. Francis recommended one of her team, Joni Sturgill, and Joni is a licensed group counselor as well as a wellness educator. So we teamed up together to start the caregiver support group, which we've been doing now for 3 years, and we've helped over hundreds of caregivers.
So again, what I was saying, and you see this every day in the hospital. So you go and you've got your wife, and I had family members and friends holding my hand. My sister is a nurse. She was there almost every day. So I had that group, and I had folks taking care of me.
You did.
Folks like Christy and others, they come in and they take care of the folks that don't have that. They become the support group. You become the family. And I'm telling you, to this day, I get messages from caregivers. So it would make perfect sense that the caregivers themselves actually need care, because this can beat you up, can it not?
Yes, it sure can. Absolutely. They can be physically and emotionally exhausted.
Man, so Christy, what types of things, I'm intrigued by this, what types of things are discussed by this group?
So we promote self-care. That's one of our biggest things that we start out with. And we use this great analogy, which really hits home for so many of the caregivers. We tell them to think of themselves as a full bottle of water. And as they're caring for their loved one, they're continuing to pour water out of this bottle.
Nice.
And if they don't take some time to refill that bottle by doing some self-care activities, they're eventually, that bottle is going to be empty, and they're not going to have the strength or the energy that they need to take care of their loved ones. So we do some mindfulness exercises. We do some deep breathing exercises. And we discuss a lot about being active, you know, eating well, taking care of themselves so that they are then able to be able to take care of their loved one.
Fantastic. This is Christine Santor. She is Christy Santor, UPMC Hillman Cancer Center oncology nurse. They're amazing folks. And my sister, who's been a nurse 30 years, I see it, man. You end up so close to some of these families, Christy, that I would imagine just the grieving that these caregivers go through has to be a tremendous hurdle to overcome, right?
Yes, yes.
And so I would imagine that this group kind of supports that.
Exactly. Yep.
It's amazing. How important is this?
And I really also, I also have one other quick thing, Marty, as Joni and I are looking at now developing a program for caregivers that have been left behind, so caregivers that are grieving. So Joni and I are in the process of developing a program with that in mind. So that's hopefully going to come in 2021.
Well, no one deserves this award more. A Cure Magazine Extraordinary Healer for 2020.
Thank you, Marty. I'm very blessed. I'm one of a very elite group of nurses across the nation. There's only 13 other nurses in the nation that have received the Cure Extraordinary Healer Award. So I am so honored to be, to receive this award.
Well, I love you, and I love what you do. And
thanks, Marty.
I think no one gets it until they're there. And when they're there, you get it. Because you become part of my family and other folks' families. And when they leave, you're alone. You have to deal with everything, along with your own family and your own life.
Yes.
And it's an extraordinary thing that the men and women do, and I can't be more grateful. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much. Marty, before we go, can I give you just a quick little quote that one of my caregivers sent to me when they found out that I was going to do the interview with you today?
Of course.
So it says, caregivers go through more than they will ever tell you. They give up a lot and rarely have a social life. They can get sick and emotionally worn out. It's a lot for one person, and you will never know until you have walked the road of a caregiver.
You got that right.
That just really touches my heart for why I do this, why I go to work every single day, and why I have this special care for the caregivers, because they need to be able to be there to help get their loved one through everything the loved one's going through.
Absolutely. Thank you, Christy.
Okay. Thanks so much, Marty.
Anytime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.